Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now, ESPN 580 Orlando's live, local, and loud.
Hour number two here on ESPN 580. It's live, local, and loud. Your home for sports arguing here on ESPN 580. This is Jerry Daniels. I'm Nick Grunowitz. Nicky Football here on a Friday. Coming up later tonight, Lightning hockey. That's in 28 minutes. Lightning Caps. It's on for the Stanley Cup Final. Winner of that series will go
series.
On. Lightning are 8 wins away from winning their second cup in franchise history. In fact, they're the only team left that has won a Stanley Cup.
You say that, but they've actually held the cup for 2 seasons already.
Is that right?
Yeah, because the last time they won it the following year was a lockout with the NHL.
Oh, is it? Oh,
so they won
kept
the Stanley Cup for 2 years.
2005, it got to hang out for an extra year. I'm sure it liked the beach.
I'd
like hanging out there on the beach, right? Why not?
Hanging out with Jeter.
Yeah, I'm sure went to a couple of Rays games. They could use the attendance. Why not? But you look at the final four teams, the Capitals, Vegas, of course, in their first season. That's easy. Winnipeg, the Lightning are the only team that has won a cup before. The other three are looking for their first Stanley Cup in franchise history. And that Winnipeg,
and
Tampa,
Winnipeg going back to Atlanta never won.
Yeah, 844-225-5580, the number. Text is 21232. Our Dubs Dread teed up question of the night. Orlando, is it a soccer town? Is it a basketball town? Or is it something else? 844-225-5580. We've also been talking about Dwayne Casey, fired by the Raptors today. To me, the number one candidate for the Orlando Magic head coaching job, it's not even close. He should be. I expect Monday next week we'll be talking about them finalizing a deal, or sometime mid to late next week. I know Jeff Weltman's got to be in New York for the draft lottery on Tuesday, so I think we're going to have an opportunity.
Good luck, Pat.
Yeah, good luck to our buddy Pat Williams, to our buddy Pat, the Patriarch. We're going to have him on Scott and Ezra's show.
Apparently, he's got a lucky rabbit's foot.
Does he?
Yeah, and then he rubs someone's head on the way up there.
Okay.
No confirmation on whose.
Okay. Well, I think Scott Inez, when we see him next week, we're going to have him give Pat a big old hug, because those are lucky, I think, from what I understand. Let's go to the phone lines. James is in Orlando. James is up next here on Live, Local, and Loud. James, man, thanks for calling. What do you think about this?
All right, man. First, I'm Orlando native. Been here. Grew up watching the Magic. I remember their first exhibition game where we beat the Pistons as champions, and that you would have thought we won the championship
Chuck
that
Daly,
year.
Chuck Daly Pistons, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah. So, but with that said, you are 100% right. It's a front-runner town. The Magic right now, I can name every person on their starting lineup, and I could give a rat's butt about what's on their lineup right now. As Orlando City, man, it's just a blast. In fact, Scott, the guy who called in a little earlier ago, he seemed like he may have had a couple already at happy hour. If he went to an OC game, Orlando City game, he would have a blast. They're so much fun. And trying to compare the two to each other is a completely different experience. OC is a younger crowd. You know, you get a lot more going on. Magic now, corporate. It's rich folks. It's not fun. It's different.
You know, I've heard that too,
That's
James.
And
I'm going to my first
Orlando. By the way, real quick, before you even get started. James, thank you. I love the cross-caller talk crap.
I do.
Sorry, you
encourage that. I'm not a conflict guy.
We love Scott and Eustace.
I stray away from conflict. Normally,
good job, James.
Normally, we're supposed to be like, well, don't pick on each other. And Jerry's like, go ahead, fight. All of you, fight. I'm going to my first Orlando City game on Sunday. I've never been.
Yeah.
I've never been just because of work engagements and other personal engagements in the past.
Not an
actual engagement, but I mean like other things to do on my schedule. And I'm looking forward to this party atmosphere that everyone keeps telling me about. What I will say is I've been to Magic games when they've been winning. It's a party atmosphere.
People
get excited when that team is winning. Though I do hear that the personality inside the new Amway Center, there might be like a slightly, like a half a button up. Like it's a little bit more of a corporate atmosphere.
Less chest hair showing.
Just a little bit, a little less, a little bit less. But I think James makes a good point about that. Let's see how that is when the Magic get back to their winning ways and however long it takes, whether or not that changes. But this, the Amway Center has changed. It's not the old, you know, the arena.
I will give you one thing.
What's that?
When I'm at a restaurant and I see Magic, well, the first thing that's annoying is this thing now where people wear hats because of the colors and it matches their outfit. So when you ask them, hey, how are the Mariners doing this year?
They're like, I'm not a Mariners fan.
I'm not a Mariners fan, dude. Oh. I just like the logo. Okay, so beyond that moron.
Oh, bleep off, hipster.
Yeah, exactly. Beyond that moron, the one who's actually wearing Magic gear.
Wait. If I'm wearing a red shirt, I'm supposed to put a Cardinals hat on?
Yeah.
As a coach?
They do that now.
That would burn if I did that.
I swear people do that now.
That's not cool.
In fact, I would say it's more common than less common. But anyways, so you talk to, you go up to a Magic fan, you'll be like, they'll have an opinion.
Is that what you said? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I go,
Oh, well, no, we talked about this. You said they'll have an opinion, but soccer fan,
you
not
go
so much.
Up to the soccer fan, and they're like, oh, I love the games, man. I'm like, no, I know, but, you know, what do you think? You know, is Dom Dwyer going to make a big difference this year? Do you like how Jason Kreis has been over here?
Can I ask you this? Which fan base is more likely to buy a road ticket? A ticket to a road
Orlando
game.
City, hands down.
Do they travel well?
Yes, they travel well.
Okay. I'm asking that just
all
because...
All the way to Portland.
Just because everyone's talking about the atmosphere. Then again, I guess the atmosphere is good at most of these games, yeah. So they would be good to go to. I don't know.
I think Orlando City travels better than UCF Knight fans.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And they travel
and
pretty
college.
Well. Yeah, it is. They travel pretty well. I just... To me... When both teams are good, and I think that's the best way to measure this.
Well, we'll
and
never see that.
Right now, I think we will. I do. I think we will. Now, then again,
no, because
I'm gonna...
the Magic will come back, and the other one will drop off.
I'm not sure about that. We'll see. Now, and that's why. By the way, that's why Jerry and I do the show together. I'm an eternal optimist, and you like to bleep all over everything.
I think the Magic needs drums.
That's part of this. They need drums.
Oh yeah, you know the little band that goes up to the Orlando City game. Dum dum da da dum dum dum. That's what Magic games need. I need a little dum 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 dum.
I thought the fat guy pounding on his belly was enough.
He's getting old. He doesn't pound enough.
We need an heir apparent.
We do need an heir apparent.
We need.
Actually, we were going to have him come in
so
he could pick his heir apparent.
We need one.
We need a new fat guy.
We need to come up with the heir apparent.
Sorry, fat guy.
Well, no, we don't need him now. When he's ready to, you know, bequeath whatever the
he can't run around the arena.
The cape and the tight T-shirt or whatever he used to
when
do.
When he wears it,
you know, whatever. I mean, but then we can have that.
I mean,
ceremony.
In fairness, he's in a wheelchair sometimes now, so you could wheel him quickly around the court.
Oh, this is getting depressing. Just
what? I mean, he's just, you know, I love him. What? Why am I in trouble?
Nothing.
Now?
You're not. I listen. I mean, I.
You're the one who said we need an heir apparent.
We do.
Last year, I thought I was going to need an heir apparent for Pat Williams if his balls dropped any longer in that lottery thing. So come on, Pat. This year we need
that
you back.
That would be ping pong balls.
Yes,
that's
ping pong
balls.
That's
what he's getting at there.
Sorry.
Yeah, he's going to be at the draft lottery next week. Jeff Weltman will too. I'll be interested to see how this weekend goes because I expect the Magic to hire Dwayne Casey. I think Dwayne Casey is the guy that they're going to bring in, and I'm getting a lot of texts from people who don't want him as the head coach.
I know.
Let me ask, how much bashing
he's getting.
No, I'm surprised that people don't want him, but then again, my question, you would be, okay, who the hell do you want?
Yeah.
Oh, I want Jerry Stackhouse. I want Nick Nurse. Really? Because they might be the next Jacques Vaughn.
Stackhouse isn't going to be Jacques Vaughn.
How do you know?
He's had success coaching a basketball team.
In the G League.
Jacques Vaughn's never had that.
In the G League, though. It's a huge... People don't understand what a huge jump it would be to go from a G League head coach. And trust
Here's
me...
Here's why I disagree.
Trust me, I'm in the G League, all right? I'm there. I'm there for... I was there for 26 home games this year watching it, okay? Being the head coach of a G League team is very similar... I would say you have less responsibility than being the head coach of a college basketball team. Like those guys, you have more practice time with them in the G League. Yeah. Those guys are all hungry. You don't have to motivate them as much because they want to make it to the next level.
But the X and O stuff is significant because you're coaching talent versus equal talent.
You are, but you're not.
Whereas in college, the talent's not always the same on the other side of the court.
Okay, now I compared it to college, so I've muddied this up. Let's compare it to the NBA. I would say at the G League level, though, you're working off of someone else's script. You're running the offense that the NBA team is running, not your own offense.
All right, that's fair.
And you're doing that so those guys are all interchangeable.
That might be tougher.
I don't think so.
Oh, come on. It's always tougher to mimic someone else. And not be yourself. It's always tougher to do that.
Unless you're a bad offensive coach. What if you're a bad offensive coach?
No, because you got to be a good offensive coach to follow that kind of instruction lead. And you have to learn to teach something that you didn't create.
I don't think so. I think that when someone is handing you kind of the outline for what you're supposed to do, hey, this is how you go about doing it.
I get handed an outline every week, and it doesn't do me any good.
I know. I have to hold this together. 844-225-5580. Text is 21232. That jump, though, in terms of responsibility, in terms of holding players accountable, that kind of thing, it's a huge jump. Nick Nurse, who gets a lot of credit for the offensive step that the Raptors took in the development of those guys. If you're not going to hire Dwayne Casey, I would hire Nick Nurse. And Nick Nurse really does intrigue me as a basketball guy, as a potential candidate for the Magic head coaching job. But anytime that I'm hiring someone for a job, and I have not had to do that much, a couple of times in my life where I had to actually hire someone to work for me, all right? I want the best guy available. I want the best candidate, and that would be Dwayne Casey.
You know how when the president gets replaced, they go down the food chain, the vice president, and it's the next guy, and then it's the next girl, or the next whatever.
So you're saying if the president were to quit, they would go, okay.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't want to say the other thing. So
impeached?
Or
I picked two things that are better than, because you went right to assassination.
Yeah, I didn't want to. Okay. I didn't bring it up. You brought it up. Anyways.
You inferred it.
So in the pecking order, where does it go? Is Nurse in a better pecking order than
Stackhouse?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
He's still a number two.
First assistant.
Is that for first assistant that is better than minor league head coach?
That is better than.
Because in Major League Baseball, all these AAA coaches keep getting gigs.
No, it is better. It is better. It's very, very different being down in the G League as the head coach. I would want to see Jerry Stackhouse get a little bit of experience as a first assistant on a bench before he
Where
became a
head
coach. Where
does college coach play in that?
I have a hard time with that. I think for those guys, you're looking more at, okay, do they set a good culture? How are they with talent and interchanging talent and those things? I look at a guy like Jay Wright. If Jay Wright wanted to be a head coach, I'd be all in, and I think he would have been hired by now.
Yeah, but the success at Butler is why one coach got it.
Exactly, and the X's and O's strength of Brad Stevens. And you never know. Like Nick Nurse could be the next Brad Stevens. I do not know. But when you look at the entire group of guys that are available, I have a track record and something to hold on to with Dwayne Casey, and that is he is the best coach in Toronto Raptors history. I know there's not a very large high bar set there, but more than anything, he took that team and developed it into one that won 59 games and was the one seed in the Eastern Conference. I would take that any day.
Caller Mike made a comment earlier that I didn't get a chance really to respond
What's
to,
that?
But I don't have a worry about Dwayne Casey as far as smoke flying. And here's why. If something was going on if there was a backstory for Dwayne Casey to get fired.
Yeah, I don't even know where that's coming from.
Weltman would know it.
He would.
Because he was there.
Yes, he would. And Masai Ujiri.
This isn't like the head coaching position up with the Detroit Lions where apparently he was fiddly-diddling and no one knew about it. Weltman's going to know everything that was going on with Dwayne Casey.
I won't even address something like that. I don't think there's anything like that going on. Everything I've been told is that Dwayne Casey is an upstanding guy and he's a great individual and they just wanted to change the head coach. Sometimes you just feel like it's time for a change and that's what we saw in Toronto.
How much of a threat is Milwaukee to us? Because I don't think they are.
His name has not come up connected with Milwaukee yet, and I've been watching some reports today. I don't know. Could be Milwaukee looks around and says, here's the thing. I think Milwaukee needs a good X's and O's coach. That's the difference. Yeah. And Dwayne Casey is not regarded as a great X's and O's coach. Now, I'm not worried about that here in Orlando because X's and O's come later. We need a better roster. We need a good culture.
So can we get Nurse?
We need someone who can cultivate talent.
Because he's a development guy, too.
I would say, Dwayne Casey, come on down, be the head coach, and bring the whole band with you. That's what I would do. If Dwayne Casey's unavailable, Nick Nurse would be the next guy. I think those are the two names. Those are the two. It's Dwayne Casey or it's Nick Nurse.
Is this a bet? These two are the field?
You want to try to get your yingling back?
Yeah, I want to get
back. Because you owe me one. Because we made a bet about the New York Knicks head coaching job. You took Jeff Van Gundy.
I tasted it, man. And I could taste
you it. You took Mark Jackson, and I took the field. I will take Dwayne Casey or Nick Nurse, and you can have the field.
Okay.
And we'll go double or nothing.
Yes.
We'll go double or nothing on that. Mm-hmm. I can't wait. I'm going to be tasting twice as much yingling come Monday. 844-225-5580. Text 21232. Lightning Hockey right around the corner here on ESPN 580. It's live, local, and loud.
580 Orlando's live, local, and loud.
Hey, welcome back. Live, local, and loud here on ESPN 580. Lightning hockey right around the corner. Game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. Lightning and Capitals. Should be a fun series. I'm looking forward to this
series. Why do you always say Capitals? No one says Capitals.
Caps?
Caps and bolts, man.
Caps and bolts?
Yeah.
Washington and Tampa Bay?
No one
Bay?
Even says Lightning anymore.
What are we going to say? Are we going to say Tampa Bay, Winnipeg?
How long does Golden stay in front of Knights? That's what I really want to know.
I just call them the Knights.
No one calls them the Golden Knights.
I don't want to call them the Golden
don't
Knights.
Don't they know the reason why the UCF Golden Knights are no longer called that is because it was lame? Although I really love the Citronauts.
Well,
I hope they bring the Citronauts
back. My USF
back.
Brother and we still call them the Golden Knights. We do all the time. That was one of the worst names in college football history. How long does this series go?
Seven.
I think it's Lightning in five.
Really?
Not
You're
three?
Drinking the bolt Kool-Aid. You really are. It's
Not
kind of
four,
obnoxious.
Five. The Lightning in five.
Gentlemen sweep,
the
huh?
Gentlemen
sweep?
Five games.
I think it's seven games.
All right.
Right now on the line, we have at Heath Zig. It's Heath Ziegler, a name synonymous with high school football. We're trying to stay in touch with who John from Orange City called the greatest of all sports in Central Florida. He said, we're not a soccer town. We're not a basketball town. We're a football town. Heath, what town are we before we get into some of the spring games this week?
Well, for the next 2 weeks, we are a football town again, and that's because high school football is back, which means I'm back, and I'm glad to be here with you guys.
Yeah, now a couple we have to look forward to before we get across the board. I want to stick with my local teams, Boone and Edgewater. They're both on the field this week, right?
No, well, tonight is the game of the week, because it's the only game tonight, and that's Boone versus Olympia. And there's a couple good storylines with this one. First of all, it's going to be a packed house because if you want your football fixed, you better get over to Olympia because it's the only game in town tonight. But Travis Gabriel, he's getting his first head coaching job. Guess where he came from?
Haggerty?
Boone. Nope.
Yeah, Boone. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So he's coming over from Andy Johnson's team, and he's going to be coaching against the kids that he developed, which when I spoke with him.
Oh, wow.
He's a little torn that he has to coach against his guys that he developed since eighth and ninth grade. But it's his first coaching job. I met with him this week. He's a great guy. He's got a great squad. And it's going to be a cool game. And for the people that want their football fix, get over to Olympia. They're playing Boone. The kickoff just happened. And I think that's going to be an exciting one.
It's funny you say that because there's rumors coming out of UCF today that there's a booster trying to make it lucrative enough for UCF to travel to Nebraska where we could possibly see another situation where a former head coach or a former coach is playing against his former players. So, yeah, that's always entertaining and possibly would be another story here in Central Florida in 2019. A couple other games next week. Any that stick out?
Yeah, there's quite a few, actually. Well, let me back up real quick and tell you what I love about spring football for high school versus college. In college, you're looking at the depth chart. It's all about who's your ones, who's your twos, who's your threes. And the spring game is always the inter-squad game, ones versus twos and so on. The cool thing about high school is forget depth charts. You're just looking to get your best kids on the field. A lot of these teams, they have guys going both ways on offense and defense. That's just the reality of the sport. So what I love about high school spring games is it gives teams a chance to go outside of the box and play unique matchups, unique games. You know, like, for example, Bishop Moore going to Osceola, a 5A versus 8A powerhouse.
Wow.
You would never get to see something like that. So it's kind of like a hidden gem. Spring football for high school is really exciting.
Let's go back to that. Does Bishop Moore have a chance? Because they are a power. They're both powerhouses in their divisions.
Listen, Jerry, when you're at the top of your class in the state of Florida, you can 5A's and 8A's, you can hang. Where it gets watered down is like a middle of the road 5A. They can't hang with a middle of the road 8A. But at the top, the cream is hot. So that, I think that Bishop Moore has every bit of a chance to go to Osceola and hang with them and possibly beat them.
A team that's been hot historically, but not so much over the past years, faced off against Timber Creek. That's kind of a rivalry there in Southeast Orange County. How did that game end up?
Well, I love that you brought up the rivalry because Avalon Park and where Timber Creek is and Lake Nona are really neighbors in a way. You know, they're just around the corner from one another. Coach Paradiso at Lake Nona has a four-star quarterback in Michael Kern.
He's possibly the best quarterback coming out this year from the Central Florida area. And talking to the Timber Creek coach today, Coach Buckridge, he said straight up, that kid can spin it. That kid is the real deal. There was over 10 colleges on hand for that game last night. But you know who they're also looking at? Is remember Jacquez Patrick from Timber Creek that went to Florida State?
Yeah.
His little brother is now a senior.
Yeah,
that's right. Peter Hayes Patrick. So you had about 10 colleges, maybe more on hand to watch the two of them last night. Michael Curran got the best of them, though. He could really throw the ball. And Coach Paradiso is setting himself up for a really good year, I think, coming this fall.
I know you cover Seminole County as well. Any stick out in Seminole County? I know Wekiva was in heat.
Wekiva, I believe they're still Orange County, but they have an interesting game with Edgewater. So you have the district champion Edgewater, and that's not for 2 weeks. But they're going to play Wekiva. I think that's going to be a game to watch because you got R.J. Harvey Jr., the quarterback at Edgewater. He's going to go somewhere. He's going to go somewhere big. He's being recruited by a lot of schools. And then you have the defensive lineman at Wekiva who's been recruited by everybody. He's a four-star as well in Tyler Davis. In terms of Seminole schools right now, you can't ever go wrong with Seminole High School. I mean, they're always reloading. They always have athletes. They always have talent. The coach there does a great job. I mean, I would say if I had to pick a Seminole front runner right now, I'd have to go with Seminole High School since Lake Brantley has been down the last couple of years.
All right, the only other one I care about is my Panthers. They're hosting Winter Park. That game comes up on Wednesday. How does DP look?
They moved the game up, so they did lose some guys. And by the way, congratulations to Dr. Phillips on their state championship. They got their rings last week.
Oh!
And I think that's just, yep, they got their rings last week. It was great for the kids. I know Rodney Wells, the head coach there, is 100% thrilled with the way that they, you know, they really came out of nowhere last year, if you think about it. They really weren't projected to do what they did. And it's just really impressive to see what Dr. Phillips did. So I wanted to obviously make sure that we congratulate them because this is the first time I'm on the air since then. But they do have a tough game. Winter Park is no joke, you know that, with Cameron Legree at quarterback. He's the other stud that would be a quarterback coming out of the area. Those two, that game, since it moved to Wednesday night, expect a big crowd, get there early.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to that one, Heath, man. Listen, we got Lightning hockey coming up here, so we're up against it. We'll catch up with you coming up in the next couple of weeks and get ready for high school football season, man. Thanks.
Yeah, and if you want to follow
Heath,
do so at Heath Zig. Good show.
Yeah, enjoy the Lightning game. We'll be back
Woo-hoo,
next week.
Hockey, baby!
It'll be like we never left here on ESPN 580.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.